Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics.
Hi, I'm Kevin Petker, and I'm here with Brandon Leongambetta. And James, what's your last name again? How do you pronounce
Malloy.
It? Malloy. And I'm here to play Masks, the Next Generation in Protean City Comics. Introducing.
And what character are you playing?
Prepare to be shocked. It's Jitterbug.
Fantastic. All right, so you're playing on the Reformed playbook.
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent. So let's start out, just tell us a little bit about Jitterbug. Like, what information does she have? What's her look? What are her abilities? That kind of thing.
Sure, okay. Jitterbug appears to be female. She's Hispanic. She's got these sort of shadowy eyes, but if you look really close, they're kind of flecked with gold. Mm-hmm. When she's out of costume, when she's just acting like a mundane kid, she wears a school uniform. She goes to school. But when she is on the street, she has a costume that kind of looks like very stylized urban camouflage. Her face is painted in anti-face recognition paint, so it's really hard. On any video camera, she just looks like this sort of glitch. She's very well trained in martial arts, and she has some potentially alien tech weaponry that seems to revolve around electricity.
Okay, cool.
So she can be a real, she can be hard to hold. Hard to handle. That's
nice.
For sure.
Does she have a mundane name as well, or is she always Jitterbug?
Am I going to reveal that?
For our gentle readers, of course.
For the gentle readers. If you look at her school record, her name is Juni Perez.
All right. And she attends school?
She does attend
like
school.
That. Cool.
Though she's a bit, perhaps on the delinquent side, she probably has a lot of black marks.
Excellent.
Though she's trying to be a better student now.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. All right, let's hop onto the other side, and you can start telling us a little bit about your backstory. How does, we can actually start in two different places. The Reformed is a playbook that has your connections to your criminal past in one place with your friends in low places, or we can start out with the backstory. Which do you think kind of shows her better?
I think it's probably better to show where she came from.
Perfect.
And then what she has become.
Sounds good.
So she used to be a low-level enforcer for Damascus Steel.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really hoping to rise through the ranks. So she was vicious, she was brutal, and efficient.
Awesome.
She kind of, in sort of the turf warfare, she kind of made an enemy of the Bilandi crime family.
Okay.
So she was often used against them, sneaking into warehouses, spying, doing things like that, and also like beating up any of their sort of low-level thugs.
Right.
But once, when she was exploring sort of like ways to get in through sewers and things underneath one of these warehouses, she stumbled upon this alien thing, which revealed itself in this bizarre name of a Tactotron, and was some kind of damaged, like, berserker alien war machine.
Love it.
But had lost most of its body. And it was able to give her sort of fighting advice.
Okay.
And slow upgrades to her equipment.
Ooh, nice.
And only occasionally it would ask for some small piece of technology, which was, at the time, she was more than willing to give.
Right.
But
because she's being a villain at the time.
It's starting to worry her now that she has changed sides.
Yes. Perfect. That sounds great. And so Damascus and the Bilandi family, we've both seen a little bit. A Tactotron will be a new one, so we'll see if... what are the pronouns for a Tactotron?
It's an it.
It's an it. Okay.
It's definitely an it.
Great. All right, so we'll see if it comes up at some point during this play.
That'd be great.
And if not, we'll just have to revisit Jitterbug.
Excellent. I'm excited.
So let's hop over to that backstory now.
All right, so as I said before, she was basically mentored by Damascus Steel. We don't know what he was grooming her for, but he definitely seemed to have an eye on her. And then she was like just watching some local TV, and she started watching The Late Show. And first she thought... It was like a total joke. Like, she just thought it was the most ridiculous thing.
She was right.
But it was, was she? Well, don't tell her that. Okay. But it caught something in her. It sparked something. She saw something in that light, and it made her, like, examine herself again. But, like, she was just going to let that slide. Whatever. But then, her sister... got captured by the Bilandi crime family.
Okay.
Her sister actually also worked for Damascus Steel. They were kind of like, they didn't work together, They had kind of a love-hate relationship. But after she got captured, Damascus Steel did nothing to get her back. And that's when she realized she was nothing but a cog, a piece of this crime machine. And that despite the intention and favors of Damascus Steel, she was replaceable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was just another knife in his knife block.
Yeah, she was just an object. Yeah, exactly. And that changed her.
She realized, went back looking for like the inspirations that she'd had.
Yeah.
And one of them was Light Show.
And she was flicking through the channels trying to find, and by some coincidence, there was Light Show.
It's in syndication now. So it's
How she found it. That's probably how she found it.
Yeah.
And she realized, like, I gotta seek this guy out.
Perfect.
He's gotta show me the light.
Love it. Amazing.
Because it's the start of a new family for her.
What is her current like living situation? Does she have family in the city? Is she kind of on her own? What's that deal?
You know, I think she lives with her grandmother. I mean, I think that's kind of the sort of, maybe it's stereotypical, but hey, it happens. Mm-hmm. When like her and her sister were on the street as younger girls, they were probably like scoped out.
Yeah.
And eventually were kind of groomed that way. But for some reason, Damascus Steel hasn't come after her now that maybe he doesn't even realize. And probably she thinks she was more important than she was. Mm-hmm. And like she's not cashing in his books. And he's like, oh, she's just gone.
Yeah.
So if she actually realized that, I think she'd be enraged. But right now, it's like, yeah.
Nice.
She thinks she's in hiding.
Has she appeared in other books as like a primary sort of antagonist to any heroes, or has it been more of like,
I bet you if you look at some of the other issues, you probably look at some of like the little villain rosters.
Yeah.
She's in there.
Okay. So like not in like a Jitterbug centric arc.
Oh no, no, no.
As like side.
She might have a few fans out there like, who is that girl with the weird face paint?
Yeah, yeah.
And like, is that lightning coming out of her hands when she's punching that guy? Like, what is that?
Yeah.
And it's like, she was like nameless female villain 7 or something.
Perfect. Yeah, she's not even listed in Brodian City Unlimited.
No, definitely not. Yeah, so very obscure.
Perfect.
She's probably in, Damascus recently spent a stint as the high school principal. And when he was looking for a space lab under the high school. So she was probably there working with him.
Yeah, she
pretending.
Actually, she might have been there like out of costume.
Yeah.
And
there was a bunch of theater kids.
Oh,
who
yeah.
All,
that, yeah. If you look on page 17,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
her.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, awesome. Phenomenal. And even in that picture, there's the closed circuit camera that like you get the focus on her. And
well,
you
like
see
if you look at the scene, like where they cut the scene with the camera seeing,
yeah.
You just see that kind of like, it looks like a production mistake in the like in the print run, but that's Jitterbug standing
right
there. That's
clever. They get their stuff together.
Yeah, they nailed it. I mean,
awesome.
That's really subtle and that's like really forward thinking.
So has she and Lightshow actually met? What have they done what is that interaction
what
like?
What is their interaction like? Well, because I think Light Show's kind of going through his like darkest light phase right now.
Yeah.
I think they've been kind of doing sort of street level crime or anti. No, she used to do street level crime. Now they're kind of doing what's anti crime? So kind of like bouncing back and forth between hitting the Blondie crime family and Damascus Steel's sort of low level operations.
Mm-hmm.
I think Attacktotron has recently asked her to acquire some kind of like fifth dimensional like flux analyzer.
Okay.
And she's kind of like been thinking about like where who would have that.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks definitely it's like a hero object, like somebody has this, someone like a good scientist has invented this cool machine. And sometimes she's maybe probing into Light Show to see if he has any contacts in that, because like she feels an obligation.
He did go to space recently, and he has not shut up about it.
That is probably exactly why. Like, yeah,
perfect.
She's tapping into that.
Yeah,
fantastic. Cool. Do you have anything else you'd like to tell us about Jitterbug, or should we jump on in?
I think that we've covered her pretty well as like explaining who she is and where she's come from, but I really want to see where she's going.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Jitterbug.
We'll see you soon.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.